Before listening to this recording, please make sure that you're either sitting down or laying down in a comfortable position. Also, make sure that you don't have anything important to do right after listening to this recording. You may find that the effect of this recording can be rather powerful because, after all, being drunk is an altered state of consciousness, chemically induced. However, all the same reactions can still happen through another means, through another way of altering your state of consciousness. Hypnosis, that is. Did you know it is actually measurable, the effects hypnosis can have on the brain? Researchers can tell who is being hypnotized and who is not through a brain scan. It's not just your imagination. Your mind is so much more powerful than that. Though imagining things is a great way to start drifting closer, closer. You are good at imagining things, are you not? And it's okay if you're not sure how to answer, because this is not going to be a thing that you need to think about. It's more something that you feel. Perhaps you could imagine a nice, warm, tingling sensation flowing throughout your body. If your muscles are going a little bit more loosened up than they normally do involuntarily, it's almost as if you've had a sip of something that, of course, you haven't yet, but it's odd when you think of it. You can feel it even just faintly for a moment or two. What if you were to allow yourself to feel it for 3 moments, perhaps counting those moments? 1, 2, 3. Maybe you just needed a moment to collect yourself, because perhaps you may be feeling as if all my words are spiraling around your head and it's a little hard to follow along with everything that I'm saying. But it all sounds friendly, warm, and cordial. So you nod your head and listen, letting my words flow into you as if you're gently drinking them up, taking sip after sip of warm comfort and relaxation. It can be a rather nice feeling to be just a little bit intoxicated. Everything seems a little bit more fun. Your thoughts can become quiet. Your inhibitions can melt away. Everything can feel just a little bit better. You can let go and let the volume on your mind be turned down. Bit by bit by bit. Perhaps your thoughts, which used to be much louder and clearer, can melt away into a warm, soft murmur. It's funny noticing these changes, and it's all right if you giggle to yourself just a bit. It's okay to find things funny and to enjoy yourself more and more. It's also okay to take a deep breath in. Close your eyes for a second. You find it easier to focus on my voice. It doesn't seem to spin quite as much when you close your eyes, then open them again nice and gently like that. And perhaps every single time you open and close your eyes like this, you can focus more deeply on my voice. You could imagine that you're taking another drink of something. Just a little sip. Feeling that instant calm. And you're here to enjoy yourself. Feeling that instant sense of something dropping away. Inhibitions and anxieties and limitations just washing away. You're here to enjoy yourself. So, go ahead. Breathe in. Close those eyes and breathe out. Letting go of everything. Drifting in this wonderful, intoxicating sensation. You could just drink it up more and more. Breathing in. Opening those eyes. For just a second. And then closing them. Breathing out. Letting go of all your cares and worries. As your whole body starts to feel a little bit warmer. Every bit of you feels slightly tingly. It's a good sensation, one that you want to focus on more and more. Breathe in, opening those eyes. Even though you find it difficult to do so. And then breathe out. Closing those eyes. Every time you do, imagine you're taking another sip of that enjoyable beverage, that intoxicating concoction, which enthralls your mind and lets you slip into this wonderful state of being just intoxicated enough to enjoy yourself. You'll be able to enjoy this feeling. Deeply and safely, because at any time, if the need arises, your intoxication can vanish completely and totally. If there's an emergency, your state of intoxication will vanish completely and totally. If suddenly somebody that you do not trust appears, your state of intoxication will vanish completely and totally. So, since you're completely safe, just let go and sink down. Deeper. Hold down one of your arms in front of you as I count down from 5 to 1. Feel your arm growing heavier and heavier. Too intoxicated to keep it up for too long. Drifting in this deeply enjoyable stupor. 5. Your muscles feel warm, loose, and limp. 4. Your arm might as well be made out of lead. 3. So very heavy. You're struggling to hold it up. 2. It would be so nice to let go and drift. 1. Drift into sleep. Deep down deep. Your mind is incredibly open to all of the fun, hypnotic suggestions that I'm giving to you. Right now, you are feeling wonderfully intoxicated and drunk. It will be so much fun to stay in the state of pleasant and enjoyable intoxication until you sleep it off. Or if the need arises to become sober. Your mind is incredibly focused on enjoying these sensations. So of course you'll be a happy drunk. Friendly. Jovial. Enjoying every second. And wanting to make sure that anybody around you also is comfortable and enjoying themselves. They do not have to join you. All they have to do is be comfortable and happy. Because you feel comfortable and happy in this wonderful state of being. It's only natural that you let go of your social inhibitions. You can relax them a bit. It's okay. You're having fun. You'll have safe, enjoyable, fun. You will not do anything that could be a hazard. But if you want to sing, dance, or do anything else that makes you merry, you're more than willing to do so in any way that is safe and appropriate, and most of all, fun. Actually, that's the most important thing. Fun. Perhaps it's okay if you have a little bit of fun that's just on the edge of inappropriate. Nothing too wild. Now drift in these wonderful feelings. Let your mind circle these powerful and positive hypnotic suggestions. And that's all rather simple for you to do because, of course, you're excited to feel this way. Of course. You are excited to be drunk and intoxicated without any possibility for you to feel a hangover or any ill effects. Because right now, you're deeply hypnotized. And you're feeling rather drunk and intoxicated in such a fun way. Now in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. And when I reach 5, you'll wake up and open your eyes feeling very, very drunk. But in such a good, fun way. You'll remain in this state unless you need to sober up right away or if you sleep at all. Follow my voice now. 1. Slowly drifting towards wakefulness. 2. More and more. 3. Slowly becoming aware of your surroundings. 4. Almost there. And 5. Wake up and open those eyes feeling rather jovial and intoxicated.